Hello, world, and welcome back. This is Carigo by Cutica Health with your host, Aman. Today, we're looking at the topic air pollution and health, understanding the dangers and ways to protect yourself. Air pollution and health. Let me start by saying air pollution is a growing global health concern that poses a serious threat to human well-being. From smog-filled cities to industrial emissions, air pollution significantly impacts the health of billions of people, especially in rapidly urbanizing and industrializing countries. The World Health Organization, WHO, estimates that around 7 million people die every year from exposure to polluted air, making it one of the leading environmental health risks worldwide. My first question for today, what is air pollution? So air pollution refers to the presence of harmful substances in the air that pose a danger to human health and the environment. These pollutants can be either particulate matter, which is solid and liquid particles suspended in the air, or gases. They originate from various sources, including vehicle emissions, industrial activities, agricultural practices, and household energy use. Some of the common air pollutants include, number one, particulate matter, PM. So fine particles such as PM2.5, which are particles less than 2.5 microns, and PM10 can penetrate deep into the lungs, causing respiratory and cardiovascular diseases. Number two, nitrogen dioxide, NO2. Produced by road traffic and industrial emissions, NO2 can irritate the airways and worsen conditions such as asthma. Number three, sulfur dioxide. Emitted from power plants and industrial facilities, SO2 contributes to respiratory issues and acid rain. Number four, ozone, or O3. Ground-level ozone formed by chemical reactions between sunlight and pollutants like NOx and volatile organic compounds causes respiratory problems and lung damage. Now, what are the health effects of air pollution? So air pollution affects almost every system in the human body. It can cause or worsen a wide range of health problems, from respiratory illnesses to heart disease. Let me share with you real quick some of the most significant health impacts. Number one, respiratory diseases. The lungs are directly exposed to air pollution, making respiratory diseases one of the most common health issues linked to poor air quality. Fine particulate matter, PM2.5, can penetrate deep into the respiratory system, causing inflammation, irritation, and reduced lung function. Conditions such as asthma, chronic bronchitis, and even lung cancer are aggravated or caused by long-term exposure to air pollution. Number two, cardiovascular diseases. In addition to harming the respiratory system, air pollution has a profound impact on cardiovascular health. Pollutants such as PM2.5 and nitrogen dioxide can enter the bloodstream and trigger inflammation in blood vessels, increasing the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and high blood pressure. Studies show that individuals living in highly polluted areas are more likely to suffer from cardiovascular conditions. Number three, premature death. Prolonged exposure to high levels of air pollution has been linked to premature death. The WHO reports that air pollution contributes to 7 million premature deaths each year, making it a leading cause of global mortality. Vulnerable groups, including children, the elderly, and individuals with pre-existing health conditions, are at the highest risk. And number four, impact on children. So children are particularly vulnerable to the health effects of air pollution. Their respiratory systems are still developing, and they tend to breathe faster than adults, increasing their exposure to airborne toxins. Studies show that children exposed to polluted air are more likely to suffer from asthma, pneumonia, and developmental delays. Moreover, long-term exposure can impair lung growth, leading to lifelong respiratory problems. Now let's proceed and look at global and local sources of air pollution. So air pollution is a multifaceted issue, influenced by both global and local sources. In urban areas, vehicle emissions are the primary contributor to air pollution, particularly in cities with heavy traffic. Industrial activities, such as the burning of fossil fuels for energy, also contribute significantly to the release of harmful pollutants. In rural areas, air pollution is often linked to agricultural practices, including the use of pesticides and the burning of biomass for cooking and heating. Open burning of waste is another major source of air pollution in many developing countries. Additionally, natural events like wildfires and dust storms can contribute to poor air quality. Now, my next question, how do you protect yourself, or how can you protect yourself from air pollution? Now, while combating air pollution on a global scale requires policy changes and collective action, individuals can take several steps to reduce their exposure to harmful pollutants. Number one, monitor air quality. So keep track of air quality levels in your area using apps and websites that provide real-time air quality information. On days when pollution levels are high, consider staying indoors, especially during peak traffic hours. Number two, limit outdoor activities. If you live in a highly polluted area, try to limit your outdoor activities during times of high pollution, such as during rush hour or when air quality alerts are issued. Number three, use masks and air filters. Wearing a face mask designed to filter out particulate matter, such as N95 masks, can offer protection against inhaling harmful particles. Additionally, using air purifiers indoors can help reduce indoor air pollution. Number four, create green spaces. Plants absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen, improving air quality. Adding more plants to your living spaces, both indoors and outdoors, can contribute to better air quality. And number five, use public transport. Reducing personal car use can lower the emission of harmful pollutants. Whenever possible, opt for public transport, carpooling, or biking to reduce your carbon footprint and exposure to air pollution. In closing, I'll say this. Air pollution is a major public health threat with severe consequences for human health and well-being. From respiratory diseases to cardiovascular problems, the effects of polluted air are far-reaching and demand urgent attention. By taking steps to protect ourselves from air pollution and advocating for cleaner air policies, we can reduce the harmful impact of pollution on our health and create a healthier environment for future generations. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A. health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.